Great to have you with me. My name is Andrew Mukey. Welcome to Never Heard That. Today we're going to be listening to the track Madam Butterfly by English musician Malcolm McLaren from his 1984 album Fans. If people recognise the name Malcolm McLaren, it is likely through his management of punk band The Sex Pistols. That, in itself, is enough for his name to live on in musical history, but to his credit he added a few more strings to his bow. For a period of time, particularly throughout the 80s, he was a very successful musical producer and performer in his own right. McLaren was certainly a driven person from the start. The fashion design work he did with his then-girlfriend Vivienne Westwood in the early 70s was successful straight away. They went from repairing original clothing to creating their own designs and opening the now infamous clothing store Sex with its focus on fetish wear. It is through this store that McLaren initially met New York Dolls guitarist Johnny Thunders before becoming the band's manager. That was relatively short-lived, but with Sex becoming a highly frequented store, this is also how he met members of what was to become the Sex Pistols. Most would know the history of the Sex Pistols, but it is probably suffice to say that in their one album history, they left an indelible mark on the music industry. The fractious relationship between band and manager is seen as one of the main reasons that there was just the one album. Although McLaren continued managing bands, including successful acts such as Adam and the Ants and Bow Wow Wow, he soon turned to the idea of music production. In 1983, he released what can only be described as a landmark recording called Duck Rock. The album, with a real-world music focus, was a collaboration with producer and co-writer Trevor Horn, he of Art of Noise and Frankie Goes to Hollywood fame, as well as the world's famous Supreme Team, who were a duo of hip-hop radio disc jockeys from New York City, amongst the first DJs to introduce the art of scratching to the world. The album mixed up influences from Africa and the Americas and helped bring hip-hop to a wider audience. Two of the singles from the album, Buffalo Gals and Double Dutch, became top 10 hits in the UK, with Buffalo Gals also being a minor hit in the US. Malcolm McLaren's spoken voice is heard throughout the tracks on Fans, but like Duck Rock, it was as producer where he placed most of his focus. That is in terms of bringing the musicians together to create and fulfill his vision. For the album Fans, his vision was to fuse opera with modern music, doing so by adapting pieces from famous operas like Madama Butterfly and Carmen. There were more recordings to follow, there was film work, radio and TV projects, and even a brief foray into the world of politics in the mayoral race for London in the year 2000. McLaren passed away in 2010. His claim was that the best advice he received came from an art school teacher. It was, "It is better to be a flamboyant failure than any kind of benign success." I think it is easy to suggest that he was a flamboyant success. Here is the track Madam Butterfly by English musician Malcolm McLaren from his 1984 album Fans.
Back in Nagasaki, I got married to Cho-Cho San. That was the name in those days when I was her man. I'm going back to visit her, but she got a problem. She got a little Cho-Cho. Cho-Cho San was her name, and Mr. Taylor Wolf. Take it away, Cho-Cho. Thank you. Yankee girl. But I went back to visit old Japan, where there she was, Cho-Cho-San.
Gotta have something to believe in. My white hungry, I do miss him. Someday soon he'll come around, just to stop my nervous breakdown. Call me fool, call me stupid. Spend my hour, kill this Cuban. Say it with me.
He'll be back. I have faith in this love track.
Unshakable faith.